Good morning and greet you in Jesus' name. Good to be here. And I've been encouraged as we looked into the Word of God this morning. The devotional that Walter had, some of the really basic things about our faith. And then the song we just sang, O Lord Within My Soul. And I guess the phrases that are what really stood out to me was the chorus. Salvation full, salvation free, is found alone through thee. There is no other way. There's no other hope. And it has a lot to do with our Sunday school lesson. And we can talk about outreach and reaching out and evangelizing, and there's all kinds of messages we can take. But unless the whole everything is based on salvation through Jesus Christ, we may as well stay home, and we may as well do something else. But we have a message, and let's take it, and let's be actively speaking out for Jesus, and acting like saved people, and living for Him, and getting excited about what God is doing in our own lives, and challenge others to allow Him to work in theirs as well. For a message this morning, turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to read a really familiar passage here. I'm not sure if it's called a parable but a story that Jesus gave. Matthew 25, I'd like to read verses 14 to verse 30. Parable of the, I think of it as the parable of the talents. Not sure if it's actually called that, but story that Jesus gave of this man with the talents. I'm going to read verses 14 to 30 at this time. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And to one of them he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'd like to draw your attention especially to verse 29. And this is the thing that stood out to me, the phrase that stood out to me. It says, for unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And I titled the message this morning, Use It or Lose It. We call this the parable or the story of the talents, and there's a lot of things that we can learn from this, but this idea of that Jesus taught in relation to our abilities and opportunities and resources that he gives us, basically he said, use that and do something with it. Because if you don't, it's going to be taken away from you. And in something very similar that Jesus said back in Matthew 13, and this was right after he gave the story of the parable of the sower. And he was talking about the different kinds of soil, you know, and some of it was hard ground, and some of it was thorny ground. But in verse 12 of chapter 13, Jesus said this, For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. Another very similar terminology that Jesus used there. And I was impressed with that, especially in relation to the parable of the sower. When we read God's word and we recognize that as truth, we know it's truth, and when we read it, we know it's speaking to our lives, and God is calling on us to do something and to respond to the truth that he enlightens us with. Because if we don't, Jesus almost comes across like we run the risk of that enlightenment being taken away from us. In this passage that we just read from Matthew 25, it has to do with the talents or the abilities that God gives us, the opportunities that God gives us. They're in front of us. What are we doing with them? And Jesus told us that he's calling on us to make good use of them today, because if we don't, the things that we have will even be taken from us. This morning I'm talking to a pretty diverse group. There's a lot of children. There's a lot of young people. There's a lot of young couples, middle-aged and older, even. And so it's a very diverse group, and we all face varied situations in our life, varied responsibilities, varied opportunities, and varied resources. None of us are the same. And in that way, it's kind of like this man traveling to a far country, he delivered unto them his goods, and he gave them talents. God has given us talents. And we're in that period of him being in a far country. And we're here doing something with the talents that God has given us. Or are we? Or are we doing something? Or are we just kind of digging him a hole and putting it in there, and then it's going to be fine when he comes back for us? What are God's plans for you this morning? I think it's right that we have goals and ambitions and ideals for our life, but what I find happening in my own life is that I have the things that I'd like to accomplish in life, and goals that I have, and sometimes I can get so focused on those things, and they're probably good things, but I can get so focused on those that I miss the opportunities and the talents, the abilities, the resources that God puts right in front of my nose, and he's wanting me to use this, he's wanting me to do something with this, And instead, I'm so focused on my own dreams and my own ambitions. You know, the serious thing is that sometimes these windows of opportunity, these opportunities that God puts in front of us, sometimes that window that he gives us to do something with that opportunity is so small. And we take our time and, well, we want to get this done first, or we have this to do in our own lives. And when I get that straightened out, I'll do something with this opportunity. A lot of times that window closes and it moves on to something else. What am I doing with the talents and the opportunities that God has given me? From this passage, I'd like to make about seven observations, seven things that I'd like us to consider this morning, lessons or principles from God's Word. First of all, verse 14. It says that the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country. And he called his servants, and he delivered unto them his goods. Number one is what we have, the resources, the opportunities, the abilities that we have aren't ours. They're really not ours. They're someone else's. It makes all the difference in what we do with the things that God has given us. If we remember and we keep that front and center and we stay focused on the fact that this really isn't ours to do with just what we please. This is God's time. It's God's money. It's God's the opportunities that he gives us, the abilities that he gives us. He didn't just give us these things so we can have fun with them or to so we can build our own little empires, but he gave us these things because he wants us to use them for his kingdom. And that's how it was in this passage. This man traveling to a far country, he gave these men those talents so that they could advance them and turn them into something more valuable. So let's remember that what we have is not ours. Number two, it's from verse 15. It says that he gave the one man five and the other one two and the other one, other man he gave one according to his several ability. God has not changed in how he blesses people. And he gives us opportunities. He gives us resources according to our ability. Every one of us this morning is a little bit different. And God in his sovereignty, he knows what our strong points are, and he also knows what our weak points are. And he superintends in the circumstances that he allows us to face and that he brings our way. Our lives this morning are not governed by mere chance. It's God. God sees to it. He knows what we're facing, and he brings opportunities and he brings challenges into our life according to our ability. God gives us, every one of us, according to our ability, the responsibilities and opportunities, if you will, that God gives. He always blesses us with that responsibility comes the grace and empowerment to live a life that's pleasing to him and to make good on that. And he never gives us a responsibility that we can't by his grace handle. And that's a challenge to me and gives me a sense of security as I remember that. We need to remember that we fulfill the responsibilities that come our way. That God has given us this responsibility according to our ability, and we need to remember that this is to glorify God. And It's for the work of his kingdom, not to impress others, or not to somehow pick ourselves up, but it's for God's service and for the work of his kingdom. Number 3, from verse 16. These men went their way. Then he that had received the 5 talents, he went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. This morning, number 3, we are responsible to invest and use what we've been given in God's kingdom. And that's called, someone who does that is called a steward. And a steward is one who manages the affairs and holdings of another. And that's who we are this morning. We're stewards of the things that God has given us, the opportunities that he gives us, the resources, material resources. We're also stewards of the grace of God. And what we were talking about in our Sunday school lesson, we've got a message, and let's be stewards of that. And our responsibility is to make use of the opportunities that God has blessed us with, and with the resources that God has blessed us, let's invest them wisely. And you know, sometimes we often talk about this land of plenty that we live in, and we live in such a you know, when you compare it to the rest of the world, God didn't just give us those things so we can use it on ourselves. And I fear sometimes in my own life that these blessings, I forget that God has given them to me to bless others with, to serve others with, and especially to advance his kingdom in the world that we live in. Number 4. From verse 19, it says that after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Number 4, there's a day of accountability coming. One day, someday, every one of us gives account for what we've done with the resources God gives us, with the opportunities that God gives us. You know, and that's what makes life so serious, is that, you know, someday we stand before God and we give an account for what we've done with the talents, with the abilities, with the blessings that he gave us. And yeah, this isn't just, you know, if I make good use of the opportunities, fine. If not, God has blessed us with these things, and he will hold us accountable for what we've done with them and what we're doing with them today. Number 5, verses 20 to 25. We see these 3 men coming and giving account. Number 5 is what we do with what we have. And the opportunities that he gives us reveals our view of God himself. That's just how it is. It tells us a lot about what we think of God by what we're doing with the blessings that he gives us, with the responsibilities he gives us. If we take that lightly and we just, you know, shrug it off, and it tells something about what we think of God. As we take our responsibility serious, and as we see the blessings that he gives us as something that we're to use to advance the kingdom, and we're to use in a right way, why it tells us that we have a high view of God. If pleasing God is our highest goal, if that's what's most important to us in life, then our own little world, our own comforts, our own preferences and pleasures play second. And we won't be so tore up when all of the things that we dream about and the things we wish could happen and take place don't work out the way we want them to, but we realize that God has a higher plan, and he's overruling in this. Our decisions will be made on what brings God glory, and how can I be an asset to his kingdom, and there'll be less emphasis, and we'll be thinking less about what's gonna grow our bank account the fastest, or what's gonna impress others. If we have a high view of God, and we view serving and living for God as what's most important. And number 6, from verse 28 and verse 29. This man said, "Take the talent from him and give it to him that hath 10. And for unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath." What we have, we must use, or what we have, we'll lose. And this is especially what drew me to this passage. As we make use of the opportunities that God puts in front of us today, and as we're faithful in those opportunities, and we have the promise in God's word that he's not going to let us hanging for tomorrow, and we're not sure what to do, but when we make good use of the opportunities that we have today, he presents us with new opportunities and a new reason to serve him tomorrow. So be faithful in making good use of the opportunities that you have today, and be faithful in exercising the gifts that God has blessed you with today. And I think about it, you some of the trades, and you use the abilities that you have, and use the what you know. You stay sharp, and you're able to accomplish more than. But when you get away from it, and you know how it is, you lose the practice. Use it or lose it. Let's be faithful in using the opportunities and using the blessings that God gives us in a way that brings honor and glory to him. And we have the promise that he'll present us with new opportunities tomorrow. And number 7, from verse 30. "Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Number 7, what you choose to do with the opportunities and resources that you have today, that's what determines your destiny. God has presented us with a choice. God gives us a choice today, and what are we doing with them? These choices prove who our master is. Is Jesus Lord of your life, or isn't he? Is things or approval of men, is that what's really making your decisions for you? Or is it, I want to be what Christ wants me to be. I want to be where God wants me to be in life. Only those who have accepted Jesus as a Lord of their life have the privilege of spending eternity in his presence. In conclusion, this morning, it's so important and so imperative that we take life serious. We take the life isn't just an accident or just a, however it turns out. But life is a series of choices. It's important that we take that serious. The choices we have before us, and there's many of them. It's not the kind of thing that, I can make that choice if I want to, and if I don't want to, I don't need to make that choice. It's not a take it or leave it, but we're presented with a choice, and we have to make that choice, whether we're going to use it to bring glory to God or use it on ourselves. We bear responsibility, and we will give an account to God for how we choose. It does matter how we choose. One of the blessings, though, that we have in the choices that we have to make, in the opportunities that confront each of us. We're not left in the dark as to how to make those choices, but we have God's Word, and we can go to God's Word for direction. We have principles in God's Word that we guide our lives by. Young people, you've got parents. You've got friends. All of us have friends, and we have brotherhood that we can look to for encouragement and for challenge. Let's make good use of that opportunity to allow others to broaden our thinking and broaden our understanding of God's Word. We also have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, and He teaches us how to live, and He helps us to know how to make good use of the opportunities that present themselves to us today. Make eternal investments. You know, it's so easy to become short-sighted. What can I get out of this today? What's gonna help me today? But think beyond that and think about the eternal ramifications of the choices that you make. Invest time in the lives of others and not in empty pleasures. And there's so many ways that we can touch the lives of others, but you know, it requires sacrifice. And many times, serving others and living for others and living for God isn't really lucrative business at all. Let's kneel for prayer.